Hanti Alacha Al. Says Hilchos Mukta Benerla B'Shabbes. The halachas of Mukta and Benerla is things that are born from my action, which we're going to speak about more about Hilchos Mukta now. Rabbim him, there are many. But as Kerpon Mukhtasam, and over here we'll mention a little bit of them, the Siyata B'Shemayim, the help from Shemayim. Help of Hashem, we'll go through a little of the halachas. V'hu is the file. Call Kli Shemalachta L'Isr. Any Kli, any utensil, Shemalachtoi, sorry, Laheter. That the work you usually do with this thing is mutter. Dahino, this is. Miyuchad letashbish hamutter b'Shabbos. It's singled out for a use which is allowed on Shabbos. Kagun, for example. Kaisi, we have a cup, uka'ara, a plate, v'kayetzvim, something like that. Mutter letatla, you're allowed to move it. Afilu, even shaloi letarech, not for the need of gufa amakam. I don't need the place where it is, or I don't need the object itself. El letarech ha'kli ba'asmai, rather for the need of the kli itself. Shechashe shalav, now I'm worried, I'm afraid. Shami yishaver, shalot yishaver, I don't want it to break. The gun never gets stolen. Umetadlo latzniya, and you move it in order to hide it. So, a kli shemalachta laheter. What's halacha of a kli shemalachta laheter? We have a kli here, which is malachta laheter. If you have a kli shemalachta laheter,
like a cup,
a plate, a bowl, right? All these things, every kli that you're allowed to move it, the halacha is that it's mutter to move it even if you're afraid it's going to get stolen. Right? However, for no reason at all, you're not allowed to move it. If you have a cup, and there's zero reason to move it, you're not allowed to move it. That's what we're going to say now.
Just like convenience?
Depends what you need it for. If there's a purpose, we're going to say soon, that's mutter. If, let's say, I wanted to clear the table, it will look better for me. However, if there's zero purpose at all, then it's going to be also, which Ben Shai is going to say later, also, let's say I'm just fidgeting with something.
Right.
Shouldn't fidget on Shabbos.
Yeah. A knife or a fork.
Say you're moving it here or there for no reason. Shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Fidget with other things.
So where does it say that it's actually us?
We're going to get to it soon.
Oh, I see.
So here he's saying that it's all mutter. However, aval, shalol l'tzarech klal, for no need at all, for zero purpose, aser l'tatal shum keli. It's aser to move any keli, any utensil, aval pi, even though shemalach l'heter, even though it's you, the malach you do with it is mutter. It's a plate, it's a bowl, it's a cup. It's still aser. But he's mach, he says, it's like a raft to Sefer Shabbos. Not the pity to Sefer Shabbos, the chasal alafim, because of they write. Kaisas uka'aras, v'kayetza, cups and bowls. Mutter l'tatma afil shalai l'tzarech kla. They hold, you're allowed to move it even for no purpose at all. So the Ben Shai is taking the more machmer, the more strict opinion. He's being stringent, and he's saying, even if there's no purpose at all, you're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to move it for zero purpose. You're still not allowed to move it. He said, the main thing la halacha hu kesvaras ha'isrim. The main thing in the halacha is like the svar of the people who say it's aser. The chayim nir das maran. This is what seems to be the das of the maran, the shulchan aruch. The beis yosef is shulchan aruch. L'chayim is therefore. Adam ha'yoshev ala shulchan. A person who is sitting at the table, shalab ka'aras, there are bowls, or kaises, and cups, v'sakin, and knives, and mazlag, and a fork. Aser l'tazal echad mikelim ilu. It's usher to move any of these kelim mikan l'kan, from here to here. Im ein la tzarech, he has no need betiltul zeh in this movement klal at all. So why is he doing kiim rak? It is only because yadav askani, so their hands are busy. He just wants to fidget. The asik shalot tzarech, and he's dealing with this thing for no need. Kiim in the ein la hafri, since there's no difference, there's no separation, no difference to him. Whether this bowl munacha b'tzad zeh is placed on this side of b'tzad achar, a different side. So therefore, it's going to be aser according to Ben Shai and according to the strict opinions. Aval, however, let's say there is a need. With this, your table will be set up nicer. Then chashav zeh l'tzarech. This is called considered that it's for a need. V'chenin also, Adam yoshev v'cheder. That person is sitting in this room. But shalach samisharis, you send your messenger, your worker, lahabid like keli mecheder hashem, to bring a kli from a second room. But afakach nimach, then afterwards you change your mind. Nimach, you retract, you change your mind. For rata, you want shevilu klei acha, to bring you a different kli. Or kagan shetaha shliach, or the shliach, the messenger made a mistake. Well, lahabid like isaiah kli, he didn't bring him this kli that he wanted. Ushlach aydan, he sent him another time. Atzer latata kli rishon, it's atzer to move the first kli, lachzir lechede rishon, to bring it back to the first room. Em elin tzerich was that cloud, there's no need at all. Mishum shmiris that keli, to protect the keli. The elin yavim, so there's no separation, there's no difference. Beinim yishoya kli munach kan hayayim, whether the kli stays placed here today. Beinim yachzir yu hayayim, whether you move, return it today, lechede rishon to the first room. V'chayim kol kol, okay, so all these cases, meaning like this. If you told the misharis, the guy, bring me certain mug. I want my mug. You brought me the wrong one. You can't don't bring back this one and bring me the new one. Leave it where it is. Leave it in my study. Because there's no purpose of bringing this back to the kitchen unless I'm afraid it's going to break. But if I have room on the shelf, put it on the shelf, bring me my new mug. According to the stricter opinions, that you're not allowed to move even a klish ma'akul heter for no purpose.
What about if somebody's finicky, like, and it's just like seeing it makes him aggravated, doesn't have owning Shabbos, then, like, you know, like, if this mug, let's say, has hearts on it, you know, all the weird stuff, and it's like sitting on your Shabbos table, you don't want that ugly
so
mug.
So that is butter.
Can I move it?
No, so that is a purpose. We're only talking about there's no purpose at all. If there's a purpose,
but
because.
The purpose is your mind, only to use your mind.
Well, that's a purpose, meaning that's a purpose. We're saying that's also considered a purpose. For no purpose, just like fidgeting, moving it here and there, or just to bring it back to the other room for no reason. If I'm afraid it might get cracked, if there's any reason at all, use your Shabbos table, you like that it should be clean, you don't want all these things on it. Right, you usually like to clean your Shabbos. You don't want all of your 5 cups on your table. You move all the cups. You don't like them there. But then there's a purpose. But Madvar Mamur, what are we talking about here? Which scenarios are we talking about? The kelim b'chafatzim. This is by utensils and objects. Avamina oichlam of food, types of food, umaskim and drinks. V'chol min yisrael, all types of foreign shemutar l'krisma, which you're allowed to read them on Shabbos. Mutar l'tatlam, it's mutar to move them. Afish lo l'tzer klal, even for no reason at all, because food can never become mukta. Food never becomes mukta unless you set it aside. Regular scenarios of food don't become mukta. Afilu shalay his minam, even if you didn't prepare them for before Shabbos, lo b'dibur, not with speech, lo b'machshava, not in your mind. Now, but it's also mutter. Lo gadru chachamenu zal, because chacham didn't make a gzira lo migdar milsa shalay tatalu, right, to make a gather, to make this fence. That you shouldn't move the objects. El rak b'kelim b'chafatzim. They're only made in muksa. Right? All muksa is rabbanim. The rabbanim only made muksa by kelim b'chafatzim, by objects and utensils. Al achlim amashkim, but food and drink usfarim lohei b'chalazir. They were never in the zera of muksa. Right? The whole zera of muksa is once you can start moving these things, you start doing things that are usher. Right? You start. So he's saying there was no zera of muksa on food and drinks and svarim. Falasi alacha base. Hatfilin usher l'tatlam. Tfilin. It's usher to move your tefillin on Shabbos. Tefillin amukta. If you want to sit in their place, or you do not want them to get dirty, or Shabbos another bezayim, they fell on the floor. Let's say you say tefillin, you see, come on, we see your tefillin on the floor. Shari l'talaslam. It's mutter to move them. If you see there any way they're a bezayim, they're in it, it's a disgrace to them in their present state. Then it's mutter to move your tefillin on Shabbos. Because we're considering them kli shemalacha la'isra, which we're going to talk about soon. We're considering it a kli that the malacha, you do the malacha, it's usher to do a malacha with them on Shabbos. So therefore the rule is, every kli shemalacha la'isra, you're allowed to move it for terah gufay, for the guf, for the object itself, the purpose of the object itself, or makamah, or if I need the place where the object is. So for the tefillin, let's say I need the place where they are and I need to sit there, then you'll be allowed to move it. Now here comes a common question. Let's say your talus is in right. Your tefillin bag. Then yesh lakis, he has a pouch, yesh by tzitzis, has in it his talus. The gambesh by kis tefillin also has his pouch for his tefillin. Ubabiyam Shabbos, and he comes on Shabbos, they lahitzi at tzitzis to take out the tzitzis. Yatza imagam kis at tefillin, and it came out with it, also the tefillin. You're trying to pull out your talus, and your tefillin came out with it. So now, what should he do? So you say you could do a trick now. You tattle a tefillin, move the tefillin, almanas leishim come in order to sit in that place where the tefillin are now. Let's say it was on the I pulled out my talus, then my tefillin also came out. And it's a place where you're able to sit, move your tefillin somewhere else, so that you could sit over there in that spot. So now
you're having the same thing that your tefillin doesn't come out. You're fine. If you just go in your talus back and pull your talus out.
Yeah, so try not to move it. If it moves a drop, it seems like it's okay. Try
if
to just
if it's up top, let's say you had to pick it up and move it down to get it, and you can't do it, right? Like if it's in the same bag,
you just you once your bag, unzip your bag,
here's the bigger problem. To get a ladder or a chair and climb up to get it.
Without moving the bag and the filling, because you without moving it. If it's already on your table or something, then just take it out without.
Right. You try to not move the tefillin if you can. So he's saying what you could do is I'm an isolation from Kaviyish, we kind of sit in that spot. If it was lower down, its filling came out. So now I need a place. Okay, or again, like we said earlier, if it's going to be a bazaar, a disgrace for this filling where they are now, they're lying on the floor, they fell on the floor, they're on a place where they could fall, then again, you could move the tefillin, because let's say, you're allowed to move the tefillin. You're allowed to move the tefillin, it's going to be a bazaar for the tefillin. I said, Megillus Esther, Yish, Pukta, Machoikas, by Megillus, that's a big Machoikas, if Megillus Esther, right, like that's written on cloth, is Mukhtar or not? The Yish Lahar is Kasvaras HaMatirim. There are those, you say, that are Mutter, therefore, he's Benish Chai is passing, that a Megillus Esther is going to be, is not considered Mukhtar. If you have a Megillus Esther, you're allowed to move it.
If Purim fell out on Shabbos.
That's where it seems, that's what it seems like he's saying. Even when Purim fell out on Shabbos, it could be, he didn't say that over here. That's where it comes, the question comes more into play. But he's saying here, you could be Mater. I'm not sure, he doesn't say clearly if he's Mater even then, because that's the big question. When Purim really was on Shabbos, right, and therefore you, therefore this Shabbos is there, it's Mukta because you're not allowed to use it, we don't want you to read it. So the Megillus has to become Mukta for this Shabbos. That's the big question. Because the Rabbanah don't want you to use it this Shabbos.
Right, because you come to carry it and go right to your teacher's house and try it.
The Shalev, what? He says, oh, so now we're going to go explain. So he's considering that tefillin is a kli shmalach al isra, a kli that is malach also, like we can speak about in halacha gimel. Let's say halacha gimel. Kli shmalach al isra. Let's say you have a kli that the general work you do with it is la isra, it's usher stuff. You have a hammer, right? Right, Zalara, meaning to say, we want to say. Shem yuchad is singled out la malacha ha asura, singled out la malacha ha asura, singled out for malacha, which is. Singled out for malacha, which is going to be aser. Asur b'shabbos. Ain't no mutter l'tatla. You're not allowed to move it. El arakla tarav kufa. We're going to say something more makam. Unless you need the actual item itself. You got, for example, cornus. You have a hammer. I'm left side by a geyser to break the walnuts. You want to take your hammer, and which is really aser because you're banging nails with it. You want to bang. Crack open your walnuts. The cardam lachlech by nevela. A cardam is like your little, like your saw, your little your machete. You want to start cutting the dates. These have these big cakes of dates. These the cups. You need to start sawing it down. So then, you're allowed to move it because you need the object itself for a permitted use, for a permitted purpose. Or ayla tzarech mekana. So either if it's tzarech kufa, you need the object itself to do something which is mutter. Or you need the place where this thing is. Your hammer is sitting on my chair. I come Friday night and I see my hammer is on my chair where I want to sit. My screwdriver. There also you're allowed to pick up and move it to.
Without a shinui.
Yeah, you don't need a shinui. Once you're allowed to move it, pick it up and put it in. And once you're holding it, it doesn't matter how long you walk. It doesn't go by seconds. Once you're picking it up, that's the prop. Go put it down in a safe spot. Saying you need, or you need the place. The hand of this is shatarach leshtamash. You need to use b'makam, that place. So I say, this kli is placed there. But other than then, mutter l'tatla, it's mutter to move it misham from there. Ulanicha, put it b'chol makam sheyirtze. Put it wherever you want. Right? There's no such rule to put it down within 10 seconds. Just put it wherever you like, as long as it takes. So we're saying there's two ways here. Either you need the object itself, or the place where the object is sitting. Then you could move it. If it's not for the object or for the place. Rather, why are you moving it? When you're afraid, penny shaver or you got it. It's going to break or get stolen. You see your hammer in the front of your house. You forgot to bring it in before Shabbos, right? So it's not like I need a place or for the object itself. Stop, it's going to get stolen. Like mechamal itself to bring something in from the shade to the for the sun to the shade. Where it's raining, you want it to get dry. Then it's usher. It's usher. You're not allowed to move it by Kalisha Black, the Isra about a very machbar. This book that you're not allowed to move unless it's turned kufar makar, you need the abjur of the place. Any other reasons, it's going to be usr. Even if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, it's still usr.
Even a very expensive item, a tool, item that's not just a hammer, but something that's very expensive, let's say. Craftsman type tool. Very expensive.
Even then, it seems, it could be you could find a heter sometimes with a shinui. In a certain way, but halachically, in a regular way, you can't, for sure, can't touch it. There's no heter to touch it in a regular way.
And could you bring it in with a shinui, a regular hammer? It's not to do it regularly, but we can do it with the shinui, like the back of your hand.
Usually we're not matter, unless the need for it. Usually shinui doesn't help because our bottom made muk, so usually we don't just say you could do it with the shinui. But could you cover it? Yeah, so the halacha is you're allowed to cover over, if I remember correctly, you're allowed to cover over muktzah.
I thought he just said you can't.
Well, cover
it? Cover it over to protect it from the shade or so, right?
No, that's
not moving.
From the sun to the shade.
Well, if you want
to
move it,
you can't
cover
it. Right?
Yeah, we're saying you're trying to move it metallically because you're afraid, or you're going to move it because it's going to break, it's going to stone. So covering muktzah, if you're not moving the muktzah, it's fine. You could cover it. You could cover muktzah if you figure out a way how to cover it. It's a good question. What do you do if something's very expensive? It's a good question. I don't know the answer right now. Try to ask. What's the halacha? Well, it's going to be even more chavar. I'm going to see if something that's mukta machos achzar and kiss that you're afraid of losing money. It's even more strict. Love to see. Fine. Va'aval pishal marna. Even though we said the l'tarach mekaymai, the tarach of the place, right? That even though we said l'tarach mekaymai, metatlo maricha b'chol makom she year to your letter, move it and put it wherever you want. In colors with this, if you pick it up with this hand, also to put it in the other hand. Even though we let you pick up your muksa, you're not allowed to transfer hands. That was an unnecessary transfer. Pick it up with one hand and go to wherever you want and put it down. If you're not allowed to transfer it to your other hand, that's an unnecessary transfer. So even though we said we are allowed to move the muksa from one place to another, he's saying still, if you take it with this hand, you're not allowed to give it when you're walking. This is considered a new moving. You're allowed to move it once. Pick it up and put it down wherever you like. And that's all. You're not allowed to move it anymore. So putting it into a new hand, like you're moving, doing a new moving. It's like you put it down, you picked it up again, you're making a new, moving it new. That's not going to be allowed. It's okay. Oh, so here we have another example. Let's say your pots. Are your pots muktzah? Let's say the kid takes the pots out of the thing, takes them out of the pot closet, or for whatever reason you have a pot. Let's say you have pots. What do you? Are pots muktzah or are they not muktzah? Pots that you cook with. What's the halacha? Let's say, or you have a pot on your table. You let him move a pot from one place to the next. Kederu, let's say you have a pot. A sha'ar kli or another keli shemevashlam that you cook with. Even though there are times nice and bought pears, you put fruit inside, you use it for not for cooking. You use it sha'ar tashrish for other uses. Shall heter the ramuter loy mikri. This is not called a kli shemalach leheter. It's not called a kli the malachas teheter. The adinu, the rule is shahalcha mehem. We go with them achar roiv tashrish after most of their use. So if most times you use your pot for cooking, even though sometimes you store your food in it, let's say your apples. Then it's still muktzah. Now people can have it, depends. Some people, I'll tell you, they say in halacha, let's say you would also leave your food in there overnight. Let's say you cook supper, you have dinner. Now you leave the stuff in the pot till tomorrow morning. You put it in the fridge till next time you're going to use it. So then it doesn't. Most of your use is for cooking. You could say it's 50-50. So if you use your pots also to store your food, and then it's mutter. Here he's saying if most of the time you cook with it, just sometime you put fruit in it. You know, store your fruit in it, then it stays a klish malach la iser. We'll get the category of iser. Where once you actually use it more than rev, which means if you're going to store your food overnight, that means you're going to use it, it's 50-50, or you can use it or for heter, then you'll be allowed to move your pots in a regular way. It could be any way, if the pots are all over the house, it could be tzarech gufor makamei. Anyway, you need the place, they're on the table. Anyway, you need the place, you'll be allowed to move them in. But let's say you don't need the place, no, the pots are in a place where, for example, you didn't have time to put away the pots before Shabbos. They're on the counter. It's nicer if I put them away, the pots. So then, if you store your food in them, then it's mutter to move them on Shabbos. If you never store food in them, then it's going to be usher. So it depends on what you do with your pots. if you always transfer your food into containers to put in the fridge, you can't move your pots on Shabbos. They're considered kli shalach al iser unless you need the place. So let's see, the kiva the zuak there, since this pot raised hashmisha most of its use who malacha asur b'shas malach, which is asur. In the talpulisa, you're not allowed to move it. El rak mitzar kufa in the kaman, only for the actual. You need the pot itself. Let's see, the pot itself, you can put fruits in it or something, or the place where it's in. But if it's empty, metalta, you want to move it, mechamel itself, from, let's say, from the sun to the shade. Or kadesh let your shower shouldn't break it, the gutter would get stolen. Aser, it's aser. If you only use your pots for cooking, it's a kalish malachal iser, then you cannot move it if it's going to get stolen or mechamel itself from sun to shade. Now we're going to another thing. Really, these halachas are very halachas Shabbos, these pages and pages of Gemara, each one in Shulchan Aruch. He's saying very, very briefly, really each halacha is a whole sugya in itself. Fine. So we already spoke about kli shemalach de laheter, kli which is really is mutter to use. As we said, that you just can't move for nothing, according to the Medrash Chai, the strict opinion. Then we spoke about kli shemalach de laiser, a kli that will allow us to do other things, a hammer, a pot, right? Then you're allowed to move it only for the actual thing itself, or for the place where it's sitting, and not mechabel itself, and not if it's going to get stolen. Now we're coming into a stricter mukta, which is called mukta machmas chesaron kis. It's mukta because you're afraid to lose money. Meaning what? There's basically one of the kedar. One of the ways that they explain is this object. You wouldn't do something other than a specific purpose. It's expensive, obviously. You wouldn't do something for other than its expensive purpose. Meaning, for example, let's say you have a laptop, right? You wouldn't use it to bang a nail into the wall. Or some people also give it together. If it's something very expensive, you wouldn't let a little child play with it. You wouldn't let a child play with it. You wouldn't let it. So that's called muksa. It's muksa machas because chesaron kis, because of a loss of money. If you're afraid of a loss of money, we're going to bring an example. Let's say a mile has a mile knife. He doesn't let you thumb guy bar to cut his apple. Don't cut your apple with it. Or yes, so you have a cipher with very special instruments, or you're a dentist. You have special instruments you do things with, right? You wouldn't give people to, you have your thing to see if the guy's tooth is shaky. You wouldn't give a guy to bang a nail into the wall with it. So it depends how expensive. I don't know if it's expensive, but certain things you're not put on. According to some sheet, even a picture frame. You don't do other things with a picture frame. Heels, even a picture frame. Can't move it, leave it on the wall. Provided you said it's makeup, but there are different examples of muksa machmas chesaron kis because of you're afraid to lose money. You wouldn't use it for a different purpose that it's made for. So that's even a stricter mukta. Obviously something that's mukta, and it costs a lot of money, right? It's kli shalach le'iser. So it's a kli shalach le'iser. But on top of that, it also costs a lot of money. You wouldn't do something different than its main purpose. So that's called mukta. It's mukta because of a lack of money. Mukta machmas chesaron kis because of a loss of money. Then you're not even allowed to move it for the object itself or for where the place that they're sitting on. It's even stricter. So let's see, we have a sack and let's see, you have a knife. Hey, you have a knife, your shchita knife, right? You want to make sure it's going to stay sharp and smooth. Or a milo or a milo knife. Or a ismil or a very sharp knife, shall svarim of a cipher. They would have these sharp knives, let's say, to correct letters, to perfect letters. The sack and shall shaifrim, or the... Oh, that was Ismael Shal Sfarim. Sfarim is the of the barbers. Or a knife of Seifrim Shim Yuchel Tikna Kol Moisim. A special knife they would fix like you fix the feathers with. They have these special knives that they make the feathers pointy. Kiva Shemakpidim, since you are Makpid, you care Shalalasas Baham Tashmish Achar, not to do another use even during the week with this object. Usher Lutapulam, it's usher to move them. Afil Lutarach Kufanim Kai, even for the object itself, in the permitted way. Or the place that they're sitting on, you're still not allowed to move them. Even if they're stuck, let's say they're in this holder with all the other knives, you're still also down the whole nadan becomes mukta, right? Because of the buses, it becomes a base for this mukta. Even though it's buses for Israel mutter, in this case, it's still asr. Probably because when you have a base for asr mutter, you look by what's more chashuv. Since over here, the more chashuv thing is your fancy knife, the whole thing, you can't move this whole knife holder, right? Let's say you have a fancy knife, and you also have a bunch of other regular kitchen knives in there. But since the most important thing here is your sofer knife, you can't move this whole entire knife holder. Because it becomes a base for a davar asur. The halacha is that gets the muktzah, gets the status of the muktzah that, let's say that whatever knife the thing muktzah has, the knife has. Now, for example, your candlesticks are muktzah machmas. Why the muktzah? It's not really because they're muktzah because of isser. That makes it, so now the thing that they're sitting on the tray also becomes the base, because the same equal muktzah becomes muktzah machmas isser. It gets the same status of buses, which like even is the base for muktzah, gets the same status as the object itself.
What's that called?
It's called a buses. Buses is like the base. It's in English, buses, base. The base, the thing that the object is sitting on, that gets the same halachic status of the muktzah on top of it. So now, but let's say you have an example. He's bringing a case. This thing's a buses for something mutter and asr. I have a base for one knife that's muktzah, because my knife that I care about, my mila knife. I have all my other kitchen knives stuck in here that's not muktzah. So what do you do? What do you say then? Does this knife holder become muktzah or not?
That's what I think. No, I mean, with the candlestick, if you have put some jewelry or something, you can move it because there's a.
Because more chashav, but specifically when it's more chashav, the thing that you're putting down on there needs to be more chashav. The most of many is also you can put chalas, because since I have the mitzvah, it's very chashav to me because I need my chalas. But so we put things that are chashav, but really it has to be more chashav. So what now in my knife holder, what's the most important thing? My mila knife. I don't care about my kitchen knives. This whole holder becomes muksa because it gets the basic, gets the status of my mila knife and not all the other knives. As I was saying, once you're stuck in it to the knife holder, even though it's a bus, it's a mutter, you still can't move it.
So candles on a tray on top of your table, then the table you can't move also, right?
So it seems to be anything under it also becomes a bus. Right. If that's a base for the right, so it could be a prowl. So that's what you say. You can put if you put chalas or your kiddush cup on your table and you say and you show that you want your table to become a bus for that, then it'll be mutter. Again, over there you can have a heter of tarach kufar makarma. Right, you need the place. You need the place in your table, or okay, you're not going to need the candlesticks on Shabbos. You need the place on the table to serve food. You'll be able to move it. You'll be able to move your candlesticks. They also say, but then you have a different issue where your whole table is becoming a buses.
Right.
So they say, put your chalos or something that's more chashal on your table before Shabbos, so because the buses are something usher and mutter, and then your whole table.
The object is more
chashal. That's what you said. Right, but we'll make the chalos is good enough. Even putting your chalos on the table, since you need your chalos, put your chalos, sure, put your kiddush cup, but. The minute you can put your chalas on the table, it's good enough to put the chalas on the table so your whole table doesn't become a base. Good? That's where you light your candles. That's what you need. Why? That's where you light your candles on the table? It's complicated. It's better not to light. Okay, it's lighting where you eat. It just makes things complicated. Unless somebody went there, sukkah, sometimes they need, but these are the way of lights. You don't need it on your table. The main thing is, where you eat, that's the way you light. It doesn't have to be on the table itself. Fine. Now, very good. Fine, then bring the case, let's say you have who had the corner shell besamen. Let's say they used to have this besamen box. Shemal kapito, you're very makba shalay yislach lech, it should never get dirty. There also will become muktzah machmas sarkis. Unless you made it from before Shabbos. However, if from before Shabbos you designated this thing to use for a permitted use on Shabbos, then it's mutter. If you single them out from all these mentioned above, Hanaskarim, the Erev Shabbos, Lemalachas Heter Mutter. If I'm usually makud on my mila knife, I say, no, I need this knife for this Shabbos, therefore I'm not makud anymore. If from Erev Shabbos, you already bottled the fancy, the muktzah machmas sarkis, you said, this Shabbos I don't want it to be, then it's good enough. From Erev Shabbos, you said, I want this knife to be able to use to cut my challah, then it's not going to become muktzah. I took my mila knife, and I said, this Shabbos, I'm not caring about it anymore. I want to start using it to cut challah. Then it's going to be mutter. Any case of muktzah machmas sarkis, if I redesignated before Shabbos for a use that's mutter, then it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. Because the whole thing goes by me. I was the one in my head who designated it to be a special thing. I don't want to let anybody use it. So if before Shabbos I already designated this thing that I want to cut my challah without canceling my, you could cancel the status on Erev Shabbos. Once the Shabbos rate is complicated to cancel the status, but from Erev Shabbos you can cancel the status of an object. What about paper? Sheets of paper that no one wrote on. Blank paper. It's Muktzah. Let's have a loose leaf. You have blank paper. The Chen Yer Chalak, plate paper. Imu Chashim, if it's very Chashim. In those days, you have paper with very Chashim. Every piece of paper was very Chashim. Shumi Yochel Lichta by the Tzmiyocha to write Igra, Stafi, write a letter. You have a birthday card that costs money, it's only to write letters on it. The aim is to have a tashvach. You don't use it for any other use. Lichuch by Ezid Dar to tie things with the stuff. You don't use it for bottle caps. Dina is Kekelim and his Karim Ba'as Lathal. It's going to be like a Muktzah Bachasar kiss. It can. Now, regular, what about regular paper these days? It's not so chashid by you.
Right.
So the question is it going to be Muktzah Machmas?
No.
It could be Kalishim Lachtal Isser. What do you do with paper?
Right, you write on it.
You write on it. So what would be Muktzah because it's so expensive? What would be this Muktzah? It should be Muktzah because of. So if you would never do, if the only thing you do with your paper is you write with it, then it could be a problem. And therefore, it's worth it to take all your blank papers out of your gemaras and all your papers places, so you don't have to touch blank paper on Shabbos. But could be Muktzah Machmas Isser. What do you do with paper? You write on it. So you do something usher with it. Even though you don't do something usher actually with the paper itself, but you write on it. It's not your pen, but you write on it, so it's considered. Your much fine girl is usher. What's the problem? Maybe he's a heter. Somebody that write, somebody in Yeshiva used to write like based on a thought on each paper.
Right.
So then they're not muktzah. Leave them all in your gemara. Not to have, you know, you don't have to deal with your loose leaf. Write something on each paper, so it's not muktzah anymore. As a use, you're allowed to read a paper that so you wrote them already. So a blank paper that's made just to write on it, that's a problem. But if you use it for other purposes, it wouldn't be a problem. If you use your paper to stuff bottles, we don't stuff bottles without papers anymore, but if you need it, then it could be mutter. It speaks about food that's usher. Any food that's usher to eat is also going to become muktzah. He'll get a lachazayin to go to the next type of muktzah. Now another type of muktzah is muktzah machmas gufa. It's muktzah because I'm in Zion. Yeah. So far we spoke about, first of all, we spoke about klishe v'lach v'lahete, which wasn't really a muktzah. So klishe that's mutter to move. It's used for mutter things. We were machmer that you shouldn't move it totally unnecessary, right? Now our first real muktzah was klishe v'lach v'lahisser, right? Klishe that you do isser with a hammer, right? And then we brought another muktzah was muktzah machasar and kiss. But you wouldn't do another use with this thing, right? Your laptop, all your expensive things, right? Your knife, your mila knife. That was the second type of muktzah, right? So now we're bringing a third type of muktzah, which this muktzah is. It's a muktzah because it has zero use. It has zero use altogether. Not only on Shabbos, just has zero. This thing doesn't have a purpose until designated otherwise. Or we'll see. Kol davar she'ein taris kli alav. Anything that does not have a kli, it's not considered a utensil. It's not a vessel. The ainu ma'akol other ma'akmen. It's not food. The food doesn't come to. It's not a vessel. Could go for example, avon of stones, or mice and money. If it ate them, a piece of wood. The condom reeds, the kuris beams, the upper and dirt, v'chol and sand. The kama flour, right, raw flour. The isa dough, the hames and dead body balichayim, and animals. The kiyosner has any of the like these things. Afilushu davar, even if something shiroi lishtamish by you, it's fit to use davar hamutter b'shalat and mutter wear on Shabbos. You had a vada like stones, shiroi lifted by a kaze, you could break open walnuts, which rivers, shiroi lichas be killer, rats, you could cover killer with the kaze. Kibbut sins, shayin taris kelyalem, they don't have, they're not called a kli, they're not called a utensil or vessel. Ha reza muktav achmas kufay. This is muktav because of the object itself. Since this object itself on its own has no purpose, has no use, therefore it's muktzah. Even money, the money itself has no use. We use it to buy things. The money itself, or the piece of dirt, the piece of wood, there's no use to the thing itself. So even though you might want to do something butter with it, even then it's still usr. Here also, but usr will tap them, you're not allowed to move them. Even for the object and for the muktzah, it's just like muktzah machmas chasar and kiss, which costs a lot of money. You said you can't move it. Here also, you're not allowed to move it even for the object itself or for the place. However, im yichadam, if you single them out with tatlam to move them to ezer tashmish for any purpose you want, hareza hayrid teres kli anem. This brings down a kli, it's considered a kli anem. Aval pishem, it doesn't matter even if they're kveid and they're heavy, you could have them big harbin. Sharklam asar bnei elatam. Even if you need 10 people to carry it, it's still, if you have, let's say you have a beam, you need 10 people to carry it, it still does not become mukta. If every 4 shots you designate everyone wants to sit on this beam for a bench, right, camping out, say this beam we're saying is going to be our bench. It's also mutter because we must have to sit on it. If it's mukta, you can't sit, right, if you just go to camp out on Shabbat, you can't just sit on any wood, touch any wood, it's all mukta. If it was Shabbos, said this beam we're designated because we are bench for Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter to touch and sit to move it on Shabbos.
So they designate their rocks to throw.
Yes, to throw cars.
They designated
right.
Before.
It's
okay.
Of course, why don't we rocks and cars? Designated. Or other people. Fine. Let's see. What about you have merchandise? What happens if you have merchandise you want to sell? It's not mukta. You have clothing, but I want to sell it. I have a lot of clothing. I want to sell. So, Kalim, utensil, which is standing for merchandise. I have it because for merchandise, it's me to sell. Even though I don't do anything with it, I'm still in a makrel, and if I'm not makrel, I'm not careful to use them. If I have clothing on the rack that I want to sell, I use them sometimes, you know, I let other people use them, then it's not muktzah, because it's not just set aside for merchandise. I wear it sometimes, I use them stuff also sometimes. There's no iser muktzah to move them.
Can you only move them for the only two criteria for the place and for?
No, telling them they're not muktzah at all. They don't become muktzah. They weren't set aside. If they're set aside only for merchandise, they become muktzah because I set it aside. They're not really muktzah on their own. If I don't set them aside, I use they're hanging on the rack. I use them whenever I'm in the mood. So they're not set aside. So they're not going to be muktzah.
Yeah, but come off at your house, go beyond the muktzah.
But then for sure, if there's not even new stuff, for sure you don't care if people use that. But even if it's new stuff, if you don't want to use your new stuff, then it's fine. It's not muktzah, it's not set aside. But you can say further in the halacha, if you are yes makbid, that you don't want to lose their price, then they're going to be muktzah, even if it's a chufa mekar.